Strangers and Intimates, The Rise and Fall of Private Life, written and read by Tiffany Jenkins. There is no private life which has not been determined by a wider public life. George Eliot, Felix Holt, 1866. A life spent entirely in public, in the presence of others, becomes, as we would say, shallow. Hannah Arendt, The Human Condition, 1958. Private and public are two essentially different worlds, and that respect for that difference is the indispensable condition, the sine qua non, for a man to live free. Milan Kundera, Testaments Betrayed, 1995. He had a sense of total privacy between them. He could tell her anything about himself, even weird things, and she would never repeat them. He knows that. Being alone with her is like opening a door away from normal life and then closing it behind him. Sally Rooney, Normal People, 2018. Introduction. An Unnatural State. Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, are not the most sympathetic of privacy advocates. I'm not going to take lectures on privacy invasion from Prince Harry, stormed the journalist Piers Morgan in 2023, amid allegations of his involvement in hacking the prince's phone during his tenure as editor of the Daily Mirror. Pointing to the revelation in Harry's best-selling memoir, Spare, Morgan called him the biggest invader of privacy in royal history. Harry's 400-odd page tome, published worldwide with great fanfare, is a tapestry of intimate detail. It covers everything from the loss of the prince's virginity when he was 17, in a field behind a pub, to an older woman who treated him like a young stallion, to the discomfort of his frost-nipped penis during his brother William's wedding to Kate Middleton. Harry also discloses personal text messages from his late mother, the Princess of Wales, as well as private conversations with his brother and his father during a fraught time for the family at his grandfather's funeral. Morgan could also have mentioned Oprah with Meghan and Harry, in which the celebrity couple bared their souls to the Queen of Confessional TV in March 2021, or the time Meghan wrote about her miscarriage in the opinion section of the New York Times. She painted a vivid portrait of the heartbreaking loss, recalling how she had clasped her husband's clammy hand in the hospital bed and kissed his knuckles wet from both our tears. The path to healing, she counselled readers, begins with asking three simple words. Are you okay? Speak your truth, she implored, to encourage those silently suffering to do the same. Such was their openness about their own private lives, while also calling for privacy, that the couple became a target of the satirical animated TV show South Park. We just want to be normal people. All this attention is so hard, complains the cartoon Duchess in an episode, swishing her long brown hair during a talk show appearance. Her red-haired husband hangs banners above their house that read, "We want privacy" and "Stop looking at us," while they host parties on their lawn illuminated with fireworks. They then board a private jet to embark on a worldwide privacy tour. Rupert Bell, Talk TV's royal correspondent, spoke for many journalists when he advised, "If Prince Harry really wants his privacy, then he must shut up." Commentator and former tabloid journalist Dan Wooten called Harry the prince of hypocrisy, highlighting the apparent discrepancy between his words and actions. But these critiques of Harry and Meghan risk missing the broader context, oversimplifying the complexities at play.